Hello everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I'm really excited about doing this video. I actually wanted to do it last year, but didn't get around to it because the pitayas went out of season. So today we're going to be doing a quick tutorial on what this weird looking fruit is, what the properties are, how do you know when it's ripe. So let's get started. So basically I have here a pitaya, or what is called a dragon fruit. And how do you know that it's ripe and it's ready to eat? Well, it's just like an avocado. If you kind of press, it kind of gives a little, and that means that it's nice and ripe. Also, that you'll see here that it has these little things, I don't know what they're called, but they'll start to shrivel. Now, when I first got this, it was really, the little things here were so nice and strong. They weren't shriveled at all. They were bright in color, but as I kept them in my kitchen, it kind of started shriveling and it's ready to be cut open. So basically what you want to do with this fruit is, there's a couple ways that you can cut it. You can cut it diagonally and use it as a cup to scoop the flesh out. The way I like to do it is I like to save the outside of it because I think it's so unique and wonderful. I just love the shape of it. I love the way it looks. I love the way it tastes. And I love that what kind of health properties it has for you. So basically what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna cut here lengthwise. Once you cut into it, this is what it looks like. It is white in color and it's got these little black dots like sesame seeds, just like a kiwi. And the flesh is supposed to be really sweet. It's very much like a kiwi, but people who have high blood pressure and eat this will reduce your blood pressure. It is extremely, extremely high in fiber. It also contains vitamin C. Now, if you eat this whole fruit one per day, this will give you half of your calcium intake that you need for your daily intake. The other thing also is that it's extremely high in fiber. Now, the way I like to get into it is just take a spoon, and you can see that the juices are already running, and that means that it's really nice and ripe here. So I'm just gonna take my spoon here and just go sideways, just like that. And then the other thing I want to also mention is that it is extremely high in vitamin B12 and vitamin B5. And you won't find many fruits that are going to be so high in the vitamin B12. It's very hard to get vitamin B12. And I'm going to give this a try because my mouth is just salivating here. It's an excellent, excellent fruit. Although this is the worst thing for me because I can't take fiber. But see how I kind of left the bowl just like that? So we're going to cut these up and then I'm just going to put it back into the bowl. So basically, that's all, folks. I just kind of wanted to show you what a pitaya is. I wanted people to know the benefits of it. And they're only in season. This is actually July, end of June, so probably July, August, September. And what I usually do is to just cut them up just like so. And this can be also combined as a fruit cocktail with like watermelon and mangoes, like all the tropical fruits. I'm just gonna put them back into and there you have it. So this concludes our quick tutorial on how to eat a pitaya. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure you join me back on another episode with another great tutorial. See you then, folks.